There's rules to
how
what?
How dare you?
Katie, do you want the honorary headphones that aren't plugged into anything so you can feel like you're part of the club?
No. Ah, Funyuns!
Thank you.
Happy
birthday. You sure?
Fake headphones.
Oh, okay. Yay.
Well, she could put on the set of real headphones, considering I'm not using them.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be plugged into anything.
Yeah, they are. They're all plugged into the central hub.
Are you in direct?
I don't know. There's a thing over there.
Oh, yeah, so you in direct, because there's an extension cord over here somewhere.
Yeah.
Right there.
Ooh.
I don't know if my volume is on at all. I can't.
Sure.
Huh?
Oh, there
it's
we
actually
go.
A grape tomato. I bought it for the purpose of I didn't have any grapes or raisins to put in my hooch. So it's behind the couch by the radiator.
Yeah.
A little bit of yeast, a little bit of orange juice,
couch
and
hooch.
A grape tomato.
A little bit of brown sugar.
Because I didn't have any grapes.
Right. Definitely.
The logic's there.
Do you want a drink, beverage?
I have some water.
Do you have any orange drink?
Juice. Hmm. I didn't get more crush.
You want orange the color, not orange the fruit?
Carrots used to be purple. What
orange,
the hell?
Orange the flavor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hybridizing happened, and hybridizing is awesome.
Haberdashery is awesome.
It's like genetically modifying things without fucking things up.
Yeah.
There's ginger ale. I'll have a ginger ale.
It's a green label one.
Okay.
Verner's?
What?
Verner's?
No.
Yeah. Verner's is green label. Or Schweppes.
What color is the bottle?
Not Schweppes. Not. It's the other one.
Dry?
Not the other one.
Is it organic?
Can you just show us one? I don't know.
It's the one that looks like it's also made. Like they also make gin. It's in the drawer.
They also
start
make
with an,
gin?
It starts with an S.
Schweppes?
Schweppes.
Seagram's?
If there's Seagram's, I will have a glass of Seagram's.
Okay.
Seagram's is the best.
No, thank you,
I'll
Katie.
I'll another encore, please.
Okay.
What is that?
It's an American Wheat IPA. And you have chocolate on your face.
He's saving it for later.
Your lip had a Hitler mustache.
Not a Charlie Chaplin mustache.
Come to me.
He did it. He opened the.
I always hate myself for this, but not that much.
What, for having Funyuns or the
opening? Just for eating them in general.
Oh, crap.
Ow.
Funyuns. I still that little mock ad we did when I wasn't here, so I didn't really do it involved at all.
Mm-hmm.
That still pops up on my iPod from time to time.
Nice.
When I'm in the car, so I get a laugh so out of good. It every time.
Excellent. A deliciously different snack that's fun.
Does either of you want ice in your
ginger ale? Sure.
Okay.
Funyuns, the official snack of the Buffering Podcast.
Oh,
but not really.
Not really.
At all.
The official
snack
onion
of
flavored
very select
ring.
Tracks of the Buffering Podcast.
Yeah.
Ice, ice, baby. Yeah, I have jewels, I have submarines, and I have ice. Ice.
Submarines? What? We're nowhere near the ocean.
But they're yellow submarines. They can fly through space.
We're near water. And ginger
yeah, there's
ale.
Water right there.
Well,
yeah.
There's Funyuns also a bunch of snow outside.
Onion-flavored rings are a fun snack that you and your family can eat anywhere and enjoy with your favorite foods. They're great for picnics, parties, and lunches. No, there's no Oxford comma. I don't want these anymore. Take them back.
What kind of comma?
An Oxford comma.
Oxford comma.
What is that?
When you have like
a list of three or more things, and it's item, comma, item, comma, and, rather than item, comma, item, and. So it's adding that extra comma.
Yeah.
Hey, friend.
I'm always for the Oxford comma.
Yeah.
I like the mess with the context Oxford comma, though. Like the one to intentionally mess with it and pair two things that aren't necessarily matched.
In the same vein as the let's eat grandma versus let's eat grandma.
Yep. Yep. There are many internet meme examples of those.
I like my commas to keep my run-on sentences fresh.
Mm. I like using no punctuation whatsoever.
Like zero punctuation?
Yeah. Oh, man. If I could talk like that guy, that'd be crazy.
I think he has to do multiple takes to get
imagine,
it right.
Yeah. That's not one breath.
Sometimes he shows like his script and it's just like block text paragraph, block text paragraph.
When I was in fifth grade, we had a survey to determine what our favorite television show was.
Mm-hmm.
And our I don't know if that was a...
Taxi cab confessions?
Yeah. So back in the day, there's obviously 90210, but... our teacher was older and didn't know that it was pronounced 90210, and she was also the math teacher for the unit, and so she was like, okay, 90210, and she like overpronounced zero to be zero, and I just, that stuck with me for my entire life. Every time I see 90210.
I have something like that where in sixth grade, we had to write mini bios about ourselves, and I was saying that I enjoyed watching The Simpsons. Mm-hmm. But being sixth grader, I knew nothing of actually looking up references and making sure everything was accurate. So my Simpsons was S-I-M-S-O-N-S.
Mm.
And it blew my mind when my sixth grade teacher, who should not be in the know at all, corrected that spelling for me, and that stuck with me. That and the fact that she had a poodle, and the poodle bit me, and I was really pissed off about that.
Was that Dottie Roots?
That was Dottie Roots.
Boom!
Wow.
No.
See, I was going to ask you who's the fifth grade teacher, because I wanted to...
Mrs. Cahill, but that was
before my time.
Well, it was before your time, but it was before your time because it was back when there was MIS, and then there was the junior high.
Oh, right, it's right before it switched to Groveland getting number 5.
So I went through Scenic Heights through fourth grade, and then I went all the way out to frickin' middle school west for fifth grade, and then I came back for 6 through 8.
Oh, how times have changed.
But Dottie Roots was she was
that fucking poodle,
the English teacher in my unit. I was gold team. Did you have Mr. Condon too?
It's we didn't have gold team. We had
Mr. Condon. I had Mr. Condon.
Yeah,
let's see. It's they just took the letters. We were bumper, BMPR. Because it's Paradise Roots. No. What was it? Benson Roots.
Benson.
Probably not the same Benson as you.
Yeah. Because,
you know, wrong school for at that point in time.
Well, I'm thinking of our Benson.
So
we had more than one. They were married.
McKay. Benson McKay, Paradise Roots. Bumper.
Yes.
Though I woke up this morning... And I couldn't remember the name of somebody who was in my class who had since passed away. And I actually had to pull up my yearbook just to find that guy's name because it was bugging me so much that I woke up 2 hours early as a result.
What was his name?
Jared Michelson.
Jared Michelson. I do not remember him.
No, he was kind of a burnout who was in my class. And then I worked with him for a while at Target in the photo lab. And then he died. So.
Yeah.
But it's just like, in my dream, I was having a conversation with somebody about him, and somebody kept calling him Dustin Merriweather. I was like, no, it wasn't Dustin Merriweather. He wasn't in my class. And Adam knows that because he knows Dustin Merriweather.
And he's alive and not a ghost. You can confirm this?
He's alive and well and thriving as far as I can tell.
Just a heck of a person.
Yeah.
Ghosts.
Cool guy.
Yeah. Though, so I had a bit of a mic check, a mic check suggestion to get things rolling a little bit. That
before we do mic check, could I ask, Katie, did you make those macaroons? Yeah. Because they're spectacular. Aww. Excellent job.
Thank you.
That schooling is really paying off.
They did not teach me that.
Well,
she just has skills.
Your innate skills as a macarooner are exemplary.
Macarooner.
What happens if you don't put coconut in them?
What?
What happens if you don't put coconut in
macaroons?
What are they then?
Nothing. Mostly egg whites.
Puffs.
Oh.
So like Angel Food Cakes, mostly egg white.
See, it just makes me think of the Robot Chicken sketch where the creature from the Black Lagoon wanted to have his own cereal because there's Count Chocula and Boo Berry and all those things. And so he created the creature from the Black Macaroons. And so it's just like,
awesome.
He's trying to give out samples, and each one was like this big by scale. Like it was a golf ball. It's like Black Macaroon, Black Macaroon, Black Macaroon.
I would eat that.
It's like, oh, I should have done the Black Legumes.
That would be a horrible cereal.
Well, I mean, the sketch ended with a dump truck pouring a bunch of Black Macaroons into a pond. So it failed as well.
Wow.
No, that was the theme. That was the goal, was Black Macaroon. Probably like chocolate. Chocolate coconut.
Those Funyuns are really good.
Right?
Product placement.
Better than regular Funyuns.
I love it when the podcast is sponsored by Funyuns.
Yeah.
Spontaneously.
They remind me of bugles, only round.
Adam, like the instrument? You could also try them with your favorite dip for a taste sensation that runs rings around other snacks.
Wait, have you ever seen anybody use dip with Funyuns?
Wait.
Look at an onion dip with onions. That would be.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. But I need one ring because I need to test the structural dipability of this.
They're like you would rub flavor off. That's trying to dip it because it's like a dusty film of onion flavoring on top of their cornstarch.
That crunch is so satisfying, though. It's a crunch you don't get with many chips.
It's pretty robust because you know what did have that crunch was the Doritos 3D chips.
Yes, I was just
that's true.
And those I miss because chips. The Cool Ranch tasted ever so slightly different than the flat Cool Ranch. And I think the crunch did have something to do with it.
I think it tasted better.
A little bit. It was very 90s, 2000s-ish, but at the same time.
That and Crystal Pepsi. God, I'd go for some Crystal Pepsi.
Though I also remember the Doritos 3D commercial with the guys in the laundromat who were flipping the Doritos, and one of them is the guy from Will and Grace.
Yep.
And then there's a hot chick who like bounced it off of a dryer door and then off of something else. And then she
did the
does the splits and then bites it. And the guys were like, shit.
I remember that.
I think that might have actually been a Super Bowl commercial.
I'm pretty sure it was a Super Bowl commercial.
We're so ridiculous. All right. that was the mic check question.
Yeah. No. So the mic check question is actually something I did push to you when you were talking about a potential topic when you messaged me. There is a service out there that is recruiting people to be a personal Siri for people who are audibly impaired, like their speech impaired. They cannot they cannot communicate for one reason or another, and they don't want to have the robotic voice to communicate for them, so people are being voice surrogates for them.
I would love to do that.
And
cool.
So this service will match you up somewhat, you know, attempt to match you up appropriately so it's not a high-pitched teenager doing, you know, a giant dude or, you know, a woman doing a man's voice or vice versa. Yes, it's also illegal. but, like, what you have to do is you have to read, there's a number of books that they use and they just take...
Was that me? That was me. I keep my volume turned way up because I have it in this protective case so I can't... Feel the vibrations ever.
Feel the vibrations.
Yeah.
I went there too.
Katie.
Yeah, she sent a sticker.
I don't know how to work that magic.
And so one of them is The Velveteen Rabbit, and there are a number of other simple books where they take the lines from the book and they're able to create this library for the speech impaired to utilize to create sentences audibly to communicate with others. And so I was thinking, although The Velveteen Rabbit is adorable, I was thinking what funny books are out there that we could also add to the list of suggestions, like if somebody added Game of Thrones to make sure that somebody has a very graphic library for them, for lots of death around them, or things like that. So I wasn't sure if anyone had read anything recently or something from their childhood that could be nice and graphic for a surrogate to use to build a library.
Well, this isn't graphic, but I think... Step one should be Dr. Seuss, just all of it. Because you never know when there's going to be one fish or two fish or a red fish or a blue fish.
Ordering sushi, you're always prepared.
Mm-hmm. I would also like to vote in The Stinky Cheese Man and Other Fairly Stupid Tales. That was a favorite from my childhood. And it'd be amazing if someone communicated only through phrases from that book.
Or if
have any of you read this?
I'm aware of it. I remember the cover, but I only vaguely remember the stories because it's adaptations on a lot of known fairy tales, just like with weird twists. Because I remember
one had
a wolf in it, but I don't remember what happens to the wolf by comparison to Little Red Riding Hood as is.
Was that the one with the Princess and the Pea, or is that just a regular fairy tale?
Princess and the Pea is a regular one, but it could have had an adaptation included as well.
There was one. There was an adaptation of Princess.
I think that happened when I was a kid.
Yeah, and it's narrated by Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk.
They got him to do the audiobook.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Huh?
You know, Jack Black? No.
No.
No, it's all told from the perspective of.
Oh, okay.
He's telling the story, and every once in a while, the giant will come in.
Yeah, I was on the same wavelength as you. He was like, yeah, he did the audiobook. And
I was like, we're talking Once Upon a Time, Jack and the Beanstalk. We're talking about the Jack and the Giant Killer movie. Are we talking
a number of other?
None of those.
You know what they could read that would keep someone employed for a very long time? The entire Wheel of Time series. You would never end. You would just... That job would just keep going. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be on par with doing, like, Ulysses or Finnegan's Rainbow or something where it's just the text is forever and ever. War and Peace would be on that list.
The Odyssey.
Pillars of the Earth. That's a long book.
Animorphs. Oh... I was thinking if somebody's going to a law profession, just anything Grisham.
It'd be like funny to meet someone who only spoke in biblical language, so the Bible, for sure.
Lots of yees and doth and, well, I guess that's more Shakespearean as well.
I think it'd be more interesting if the people who are asking for the voices specified their favorite books. So it would be like them choosing what their voice would be based on what they read.
So they only have access to words that have been read?
Yep.
Okay. So it like chops it up for them, and so you could get like, you're going to get like bad inflections. So it's still kind of robot-y.
Think of Hawking.
Stephen Hawking.
Stephen Hawking, how he does the little computer, and it he has that very trademark voice. They're trying to get away from that first because his voice is so recognizable as him.
Right.
But people want to have more of a unique voice to stand out in a conversational crowd.
Rather than just like the five choices you can get when you get your
voice. Like GPS or whatever. I have British lady, and I have Texan man.
That's all you need.
Turn left.
No, you're we'll
go with British Texas lady. Left.
Go fast. Turn left. Wait, that's NASCAR.
They turn right too, Adam. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Turn right. Oh yeah.
Too. Yeah, during El Nino.
They do.
No way.
Yeah. They do. Trust me, bro.
I don't think they know how.
They're all Zoolander.
Some of them don't. It's very apparent.
Not an ambi-turner.
Boring, I find it to watch. The actual drivers are like crazy in shape and have, you know, they have amazing reaction times.
Yeah.
There used to be a show where they would like compete different athletes against each other and do like challenges, and then like each athlete would have their own shtick, and then they'd do something at the end where, nobody had done it before. And apparently, the NASCAR drivers just killed it, like, every time, because they have, like, endurance and head-eye coordination and reaction time, whereas the other ones were, like, more specialized, and they couldn't, like, just do everything. This was, like, in the 70s. My uncle talks about it all the time.
That's awesome. I think that was in the 70s, so they were even in less, like, peak shape.
Yeah.
You know? I can't imagine that Richard Petty has the same, like, physical acumen as, I don't know, like Jimmy Johnson or somebody contemporary.
Jeff Gordon's never really struck me as a highly athletic person. Like, you know, he just looks like an average guy.
He looks like Papa John.
Well, yeah, that's because, like, when you're in shape, you don't look that, like, when you're bulked up, like, on TV and they have the, like, crazy fight scenes, that guy can't fight. Like, he's too muscular. You know, you ever see, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme? Like, he looks toned, but he doesn't look bulky by any means.
That's true.
And he, you know, he was a fighter first, actor, air quote, second.
Oh, so
personality on screen.
Fire suits aren't really great for showing off musculature.
Yeah, I've never seen Jeff Gordon not in a fire suit, so that does.
Yeah.
I'd say it's more the endurance thing. I mean, if you think about it, most of the time these cars are like upwards of like 80, 90 degrees. There's
tons of fluids.
And you're driving for 500 miles, so.
Yeah. And you got to pay attention the entire time. You can't like lose focus and be like, there's no downtime.
How would those guys do on like a road trip, I wonder? Because, I mean, yeah, they have to, you know, take the occasional pit stop and stuff. But at the same time, like, can they do that 500 miles going straight from Minneapolis to Chicago without stopping? Or do they need to take rest breaks like human people?
Well, they have them all machined up in there when they do the professional driving.
Kind of like
they have
Apollo Gatorade 13, where they have the
water or whatever.
They shoot the pee out into space.
No, there's no catheters.
No catheters.
No.
It just slow them down.
Oh, they'd need them because
opportunity.
No, there's like legitimately Tony Stewart had the flu one time and he just shit his pants, kept driving.
Yeah. Well, for him.
I would think they wouldn't need catheters that much because the reason they need to take in so many fluids is because they're sweating it all out.
True.
Like, if you're ever working hard or whatever and you need to drink a lot of water and it's the summer or whatever, you don't need to go to the bathroom that often. Like, you don't need to. You're just working and you sweat it all away.
I love this conversation for the fact that
Dan started with this altruistic,
people without voices, we'll give them voices. What do you want to read? And then it's like, yep, NASCAR drivers crap their pants when they're driving sometimes. It happens to the best of us. We just sweat our pee out. It's real hot.
I mean, really, when isn't that how we do things on the podcast, though?
Let me just say that you just said whizzin.
Okay? Whizzin. Oh, Freud.
Mic check.
And yet I can go back and edit that out.
Yeah.
Boo. I won't, but I could. Gotta look out for my image.
Man, if I don't know how to edit things, that must mean nobody does, so I don't believe you.
Yeah.
What is happening?
He's pointing at things.
He's making faces at the camera. Yep.
It's just gonna catch a flurry of activity between the Funyuns bag and my mouth. It's... Happy birthday to me.
I did make sure to grab a skewer right as the camera's going by. By the way,
I have a spring salad.
I'm going to have my usual black circle in front of mouth picture, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like to get real intimate with the microphone here.
Do you think that NASCAR drivers have absorbent pads inside of their racing suits?
The suits probably wick the sweat away. But I saved one for and it just evaporates.
Like if they had to pee, though.
But all the mixing,
if they had to pee.
Yeah, like if they over
it would wick the pee away.
Good one.
Just like thermal underwear or whatever. It just keeps the wetness away from the skin.
Excuse me, shop attendant. Is this garment pee wicking?
I'd like to read Star Wars. I'd like someone to read Star Wars if I had to have words. For me,
that'd be cool.
I just went to Half Price Books today because I can't find any of my copies of my Timothy Zahn, post original trilogy. Trilogy. Hey,
those are James's. It's gonna take a second to get around. It'll get to you.
I was just trying to get over here so we can have like a little brief intermission with the Funyuns. Yes,
some nice and yellow blur by my picture. Yeah.
And wait, it's going to line up right now. Right now.
No.
But it's shooting at frames, multiple frames per at a time, so there'll be a couple opportunities to get a still of some sort. It's just like my pointing one. It's going to be another one of those shots. Where it's just that same weird, dopey face, but just like, the camera's right there.
Are you going to hold it? I think he's going to hold it for the entire time the camera's going by. This could be a little while.
We've got time.
Don't blink. Don't blink either.
Or blink rapidly, because then your eyelids will be like over your eyes at the same time. Because there are the creepy shots of you that I see lots of times where you're like blinking midway through the shot. Mm. So you have like dual eyes going on. You're
long as you don't think about blinking too much, you'll be fine.
Everybody yawn. See what happens.
Or breathe. He's going. Yeah, but a yawn is like an act. Like, you can yawn without opening your mouth. Well, no, you can't.
I just did it through my nose.
He's got to do it.
No.
Oh.
The ever so slightly different. All right, it's passed. It's passed.
No, it's just the idea of yawning through your nose. It's like, that's gross.
Sometimes you have to stifle a yawn, and that is a way to do it.
Yeah, but then you can really see it in your eyes, and that's the thing. I try to stifle yawns while I'm tableside, and they're like, what's wrong? Are you okay? It's like, oh, sorry, I was trying not to yawn. It's like, oh. And then they all yawn, then I have to yawn anyway.
Yeah, I do the yawn, like, motion, and then I don't make, like, the, noise.
That's the satisfying
it's
just part. Like,
no, it's the repressurizing your ears or whatever.
I yawn now. Yeah.
Caught up.
Yeah.
So is there everything sound good?
Yeah. Cool. Good. Good job, everybody.
Just so good.
All right, I'm out.
Boop, boop. Reset the clock. Okay. So think for a second. Anything we need? No, there's a yawn. Does anyone need another beverage or a bathroom break or anything before we commence? And go hence.
I'm ready.
So ready.
Ready to get this road on the show. I know. I am the most hilarious.
Hilarity.
Ever.
I think I need another Funyun.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
God.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wait, get that in the camera shot.
The camera's off.
No,
it's just screens off to save battery life.
The camera screen is off.